all news to some degree would have some degree of subjectivity to it, would have some degree of...
But these are the people saying kill Donald Trump.
News is not pure. It's not a pure... It comes out...
It's all propaganda.
Whole cloth and pure. News has, in many times, has errors in it. You try to do the best that you can. But to say it's fake news, it's just saying we don't want any news. We don't want any
news. That's right. They're introducing the idea that...
We want propaganda. We want only propaganda. It comes from one source. And if you don't report what we say, it's like Britain, where we do most of our shows, has become a totalitarian propaganda state, where the state is now dictating everything that comes out in any major news source. We're constantly harassed, as I was saying yesterday, by Ofcom, the regulator, who gets actually into our face and says, gives us scripts. The UK regulator gives us scripts to read on our show, and then they accuse us of propaganda. The regulator gives us scripts that are detailing our position on energy companies in the UK. That's state-sponsored propaganda. That's right up there at Pol Pot.
And all of this grew out of D-notices. All of this grew out of national security. Oh, you can't talk about where nuclear weapons are stored. Next, it's you can't say you're for Brexit, or you can't say you're against it. You just can have no view.
You can't.
We couldn't mention Brexit for 6 months.
You can't say anything negative about the migrant situation.
We can't say
it's illegal.
We couldn't mention Brexit for 6 months. They threatened to take RT off the air in the UK, and that's what the regulator said. Okay, and that's the kind of restrictions we deal with. There's no free speech in the UK. The UK is pretty high up on the global free speech.
And by the way, they want a law passed here the same as England that, quote, if something's foreign media while they invite it in, and then you're an American on that international platform, everything's global, then you can't ever make comments about anything domestic. Well, how are you supposed to do the news then?
I'm sure you covered the repeal of the Smith-Mundt Act on your show. And people need to hear that, I think, that in the, I think it was the mid-70s, there was a bill, an act, a law that said the U.S. government may not propagandize its citizens.
And they repealed it 3 years ago.
In the National Defense Authorization Act. And the reasoning behind it was, well, we do so much propaganda on the internet that it's going to eventually flow into the U.S. So just so we don't get in trouble, you might as well just take it off the table. And this is only a couple of years
ago. Yeah, they said, we're going to put out fake news. They said even deceptive stories.
No, they said, we do put out, Voice of America, they do put out fake news.
So they're saying we're fake when they admit they're fake and passed a law that they can lie to us.
Correct.
Voice of America is an American propaganda arm for American propaganda. It was out, you couldn't broadcast Voice of America in America due to anti-propaganda laws. Then they changed the law, and now you can broadcast Voice of America inside America because they're pro-propaganda. There is no anti-propaganda laws anymore in America. As I mentioned to you a while ago, when I was doing my show in Paris, I was approached from somebody from Voice America to do an on-air hissy fit resignation on RT.
And I was this the same time when that other girl?
That girl did eventually.
Oh, it came out. It was all set up.
Yeah,
it's all set up. Yeah. And I told them,
of course, we know it's not really Voice of America. It's Central Intelligence Agency.
Right. So they were flashing some big money around. I'm like, you don't get it. I was a stockbroker in the 80s. You can't bribe me. You're not with that sack of money. You've got to come with a truck full of money or go home.
But he is bribable.
You know, if the truck is big enough, maybe I'll consider
318 wheelers.
But the budget of Voice of America wouldn't take me to the place I would need to go to undermine my own show. You freaking losers, get out of my face.
We're such cheapskates. I can't believe
it. I know. They've only offered me $10 million to sell out. I'm like, listen.
But apparently
not a very big number.
Some rookie journalist babe somewhere, she went for the dough. And
it was a big
story. Where is she now? Completely gone from the face of the earth. Sold her whole career down.
She was the girl that kept saying Putin.
Yeah.
Instead of Putin.
That's right. We're going to go right to your phone calls on the other side. This is epic stuff. Stay with us.